Hello. I'm truly glad you could join me today. You ready to do a fantastic little painting? Now then, I thought today we'd do a warm, happy little painting. It's such a super day. So let's just take and make little crisscross strokes. And let's just lay in, there we go. Just a little bit of pink in the sky. Little touch of pink. Now be very careful. This red is so strong, it'll look like there's a fire in the sky. So use a very small amount. Very small amount. You can always add more. But it's a son of a gun to try to take it out. You can if you have to, but it's hard to do. There we go. And this is continually blending with the liquid white. And it gets lighter and lighter. Allow the liquid white to work for you. Okay? With very little effort already, you're beginning to see just all kinds of little things back here. Little happy things. It's all kind of little creatures live back here. There. Little squirrels and rabbits. And if this was in Florida or Georgia, somewhere down there, might be an alligator or two hid back here. When I was a kid, I had a pet alligator. I don't know if you ever make a pet out of an alligator, but I had an alligator that lived with me. Let's put it that way. And I fed him every day. And every day he bit me. One thing about alligators, I don't think you can ever make a pet out of them. I finally turned him loose, and he still wanted to bite me. There we go.
You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network. Here at EuroFolkRadio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is the Where's the Brass Report. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I came across an article on Before It's News by The Reaper. And I must say that this really makes a lot of sense to me. This is something that I never thought about. This is something nobody's talked about. And I don't believe I've heard anybody speak about it except this fellow. And it's very relevant. It's very important. Okay, it says five more things that don't add up about the Las Vegas massacre. Where is all the expended brass? It's asking a question. You know how you've seen in the Old West, a fellow would have something going over his shoulder with bullets and all going around? I'm not sure exactly what they call that. It's a clip of a whole mess of bullets. And when the gun shoots, the brass is thrown out of the gun, and it's very hot, onto the right. But also those things that are holding all the ammo together, those little clips, they all come off too. I don't believe that's even mentioned here, but you should see it and you should be thinking about what this report is telling you right now. The media has released photos of guns and ammo magazines laying around on the floor of the supposed sniper's nest hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas. But there's something totally wrong with these pictures. Number one. Where is all the expended brass? Now, maybe I'm just a moron, the article says, who thinks automatic rifles discharge expended brass or something. Because the last time I shot my rifle, which was yesterday, hot brass kept blasting out on the right side port with every round. Very annoying. I wish I knew how to turn that off, he says. So, given that Stephen Paddock was firing full auto rifles in a sustained 10-minute assault at roughly the rate of 6 rounds per second, we should probably see massive piles of expended brass all over the place. I agree 100%. I never even thought of this, and should have. Let's see. 6 rounds per second times 60 seconds in a minute times 10 minutes of sustained fire, that comes to 3,600 rounds of ammunition. If you figure there were pauses in the automatic fire, you could discount that to maybe 3,000 rounds actually fired. Again, maybe I'm just stupid or something, but if Paddock fired 3,000 rounds, there should be 3,000 brass casings all over the floor of the hotel suite. I know, I'm invoking logic and reason, both of which are banned in modern society and the mainstream media, which is fake news. I have to add that. But bear with me for a moment. For the sake of appeasing a really stupid person, the article says. But what we see in the photos released by the media show only a tiny smattering of brass casings, almost as if they were thrown around to complete the staging of the scene. Yeah, you see virtually nothing there. Yeah, almost nothing at all. I don't know, you might see, I'm looking in the picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe about 20. Thank goodness the UK Daily Mail cleared all this up by stating there were dozens of spent shells littering the floor and a hammer. Yep, dozens. In a mass shooting that supposedly involved the firing of thousands of rounds from this very location. The media proudly reports that there are dozens of pieces of brass on the carpet. Did the FBI sweep up all the brass before they took these photos? Maybe they needed the brass for their own reloads so they can stage the next shooting. I also wonder why the media isn't calling for a nationwide ban on hammers, since they can clearly be used in mass shootings. We need to ban hammers, he puts as a hashtag. And ban hotels, too, since they provide elevated platforms for mass shooters. That's right, ban all hammers, but especially full auto hammers, as they can smash hotel windows at an astonishing rate. Number two, where are all the carpet burns from the hot brass and hot gun barrels? These are great questions, folks. So the article goes on. I must be really stupid because the other day when I was training with my AR-15, I was doing an exercise called keyhole shooting, which requires you to shoot at targets through 9 different holes cut into a large piece of plywood that's positioned vertically in front of you. Some of these holes are cut near the bottom of the plywood, meaning you have to lay down on the ground to shoot through these holes. Silly me, I forgot to wear a long-sleeve shirt, and when I laid down on the ground to shoot from the bottom holes, I found my arms laying across hot brass that was expended from my earlier shots through higher holes. Not surprisingly, I received serious burns on my skin for the simple reason that, duh, expended brass is really, really hot. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but the hotter your rifle gets, the hotter your expended brass gets too. It's apparently due to physics or some such thing. I love the facetiousness, the sarcasm. Like as if the feds don't know all these things, you know what I mean? If you're firing a full auto rifle, some internal parts can reach temperatures of 400 degrees Celsius, which is hot enough to either cook a frozen burrito or set Maxine Waters' hair on fire at the merest touch. Now, at 400 degrees Celsius, most of your rifle grease smokes off, making it hard to breathe. After just a few hundred rounds, the air in that hotel room would have been unbearably polluted. It might have even caused global warming, which is exactly why we have to ban automatic weapons. Plus, full auto hammers, see above, and don't, let's not forget about banning hotels, too. Given that Stephen Paddock was smoking through thousands of rounds of ammunition, he was generating not only very hot rifles, but also extremely hot brass that would have left burn marks in any synthetic carpet. Where are all the burn marks in the carpet? Wouldn't you know it, but the carpet in this room just happened to look like the pattern of burn marks, thereby obscuring the absence of additional burn marks from brass or rifle barrels. Bet you didn't even notice the carpet pattern until I pointed this out, right? The article says. You were looking at the guns and the dead body because that's what the media told you to look at. And that is a technique that you must always watch out for, ladies and gentlemen. If they're telling you to look at something, make sure you look at that, but then go back and look at everything else. Because if they're telling you to look at something specific, that means they want you to focus on something so that you won't see something else there. Number three, when seconds count, the police are only 72 minutes away. But why? I'm not trying to diss the cops here. As you know, I'm an advocate of honest local police. And it's clear that the beat cops did a fantastic job helping people seek cover on the ground below. But I do have an issue with the 72-minute response time. During a full auto machine gun spree in a city where there are dozens of cops within a one-mile radius. 72 minutes? Literally, ladies and gentlemen, I saw a map of this. The police station's only right down the street. Now, I want to mention something before I go on with the article as well. There are people that said that he went up to his hotel room and he had shot this guy in the hallway and all this nonsense that they're talking about now. But there was another report that said he went to other hotels and shot up them before coming up and getting up on the 32nd floor. Now, these things just aren't possible. This guy is supposed to be some kind of a Rambo or Superman. And the narrative is just not working. Not only did the original narrative not work, but the one now works less than the previous. They're really reaching for straws here, ladies and gentlemen. And they've made serious mistakes, just like in 9/11. There's too many holes in the story. And I'm not talking about the holes made by bullets. So the article goes on. 72 minutes, really? Was there a committee involved somehow? Why is it that the FBI's former trader-in-chief, James Comey, can decide in an instant that Hillary Clinton is innocent of everything, but all the cops in Las Vegas can't breach a simple hotel door in anything less than 72 minutes? No, wait. It must be Stephen Paddock's white privilege. When you're white, you get an extra 70 minutes to carry out mass shootings. But if you're black, the cops shoot you in the first 2 minutes, you see? At least that's what we're told by the lunatic, deranged left-wing media, which is fake news. I always have to add that. And which has declared war on cops and war on truth, come to think of it. Just remember all this when you're out in public next time. Even in a city that's full of well-meaning cops who are doing their jobs, when seconds count, the police are only 72 minutes away due to the bureaucracy that runs everything. You might want to carry your own semi-auto pistol. And if you can find out where Stephen Paddock got his magical guns, you might even be able to find a pistol that doesn't eject brass. They're also called revolvers. Just saying. Number four. Excuse me, but I have another really stupid question, the article says. So, you know that rifle... So, you know that rifle with the bipod they found innocently standing in front of the minibar? Yeah, I'm talking about this one, labeled 19. It shows a gun that's on a tripod facing the minibar. It's the wall that's next to the minibar. It's not to shoot at anything. It's just sitting there on the floor. Is it just me? Or does this look exactly as the same rifle shown in the photo with the dead guy above? Same flared mag well, same bump fire stock, same bipod, and even the same optics, it seems. If only we could see the serial numbers, we might know for sure. But of course, they never release photos with that degree of resolution. Just to let you know, they covered that up by saying he had two of the same kind of guns as well. I'm pretty sure that was an attempt to cover that little thing up. They have, you can see that these, I told you, these ABC entities are incapable. This is the age of affirmative action. Affirmative action idiots that can't even pay attention to detail. The public is more aware of detail than these idiots are. So the article goes on. Can't have the public looking too closely, you see, or we might keep asking really stupid questions like, hey, why were there originally just 10 guns reported, and now there are 27 being reported? But it really just looks like the same 10 guns restaged and rephotographed to look like 27 guns. And of course, with the numbers, notice again, 27, 2 and 7 is 9. And 72 minutes, 2 and 7 is 9. Did you notice that? Or you could say 2 times 7 is 14, 1 and 4 is 5. And he killed 59 people, 9 and 5 is 14, 1 and 4 is 5. And 500 people, you drop the two zeros, 5. See what I'm saying? I mean, heck, why not make it 99 guns at this point? Clearly, whoever set all this up really, really wanted to make sure we didn't miss the guns. Make it 10 guns. No, wait, hold on. Make it 20 guns. Oh, wait. Why stop now? Let's make it 27 guns. And then call for gun control. Honestly, it seems the only person around here who lacks gun control is the police photographer. Number five, he says, I swear this is my last really stupid question, but please. This whole scene is being called a sniper's nest by the entire fake news media, but I've looked and looked and I still don't see a sniper rifle anywhere. What I see are a bunch of AR-15s that fire .223 rounds or 5.56 millimeter for you metric heads. Sniper rifles are bolt action rifles, not auto-loading semi-auto rifles. Now, I've only fired about 100,000 of these rounds myself, so I'm still a newbie. But the last time I checked, these rounds are usually about 55 grains in mass, and they lose about 75% of their kinetic energy by the time they reach a 400-yard target. The distance from the Mandalay Bay Hotel to the concert lot is about 400 yards. You can see the dope yourself at gundata.org. That's gundata.org. On top of that, the bullet drop is 32 inches, which is, of course, almost 3 feet of bullet drop. Now, given the elevated angle of the shooter, that bullet drop wouldn't be quite as dramatic as the coefficient of a 20-degree declination angle Of course, 0.94. But the energy of this round at 400 yards makes it only marginally effective. It's just at the outside boundary of the effective range of a 0.223 cartridge, as any good Marine will tell you. Conclusion? All these casualties couldn't possibly be caused by 0.223 rounds. Most likely, they were actually heavier rounds fired from something like a belt-fed AK system. 7.62 times 39mm rounds, or perhaps even a belt-fed .308 automatic weapon. So, where is all the brass anyway? Did Stephen Paddock possess magical brass that can disappear after being fired? I find it curious that ballistics details of the bullets that hit the pavement have not been released. All the evidence we need is all over the concert lot. Yet the public will never be given access to details about that evidence. They also destroyed all the evidence immediately after 9/11, by the way. They called it cleanup and salvage. Really, it was a rapid evidence destruction exercise. And yes, that's true. Giuliani would not allow anybody to go near that stuff, and it was shipped off to China just as fast as it could be. In summary, Mission Impossible could have only been carried out by a miracle leprechaun who eats brass and makes bullets more effective than the laws of physics allow. Like I said, or a Superman Rambo. In summary of all this, we're told that a flabby 64-year-old senior citizen accountant with a gambling problem, managed to expertly lay down highly effective fields of fire, killing 58, well, it's 59 now, I guess, and wounding 500-plus people. By firing off thousands of .223 rounds well outside of their effective range, all while producing merely dozens of pieces of expended brass that were magically cooled before they hit the carpet at his hotel room. This was accomplished, we're told, by one man firing 10 rifles. Wait, no, 27 rifles all by himself. Without any military training whatsoever, this same man set up a James Bond spy camera in the hotel hallway to monitor police in an attempt to defend himself against the inevitable police assault. Then he just changed his mind and shot himself the moment the cops showed up. All for no apparent reason. Oh, and one more thing. This same guy who meticulously planned the hotel room, the rifles hidden in the luggage, the huge collection of 100-round magazines, the window hammer smashing routine, the concert calendar dates, the monotonous lugging of ammunition to his room, and even the guarding of the minibar when another assault rifle just happened to mindlessly leave a bag of ammonium nitrate fertilizer in his car, even though it has no practical use in this scenario, unless you're growing azaleas. Yes, fertilizer can actually be used as fertilizer. It's not all for making bombs, as the media stupidly claims. So wait, millionaire gambling man who has no military training, no familiarity with automatic weapons, no James Bond super spy training, no political affiliations, and nothing in the world to complain about, just got tired of living in a $400,000 home, banging Vegas hookers and flying around his private Cessna? Instead of that rather well-off life, he wants to run a suicide mission, set up spy cameras in the hallway, shoot a bunch of innocent people that he's never met, and then shoot himself in the head while going down in history as a flaming piece of garbage who will burn in hell forever? Oh, yeah. And before he does all that, he wires $100,000 to his girlfriend in the Philippines? Call me stupid, But something doesn't add up here. I don't know if it's the missing brass, the missing carpet burns, the wildly fluctuating rifle count, the staged police photos, the BS suicide story, the totally laughable ballistics miracles of 0.223 rounds, or the magically disappearing evidence of all the rifle rounds that hit the pavement, but then seem to be whisked away by law enforcement. But something smells fishy about all this. Or maybe I'm just so stupid that I can't quite understand CNN fake news. Yeah, that must be it, he says. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is a very, very good report. And I think it's very viable. I think you should think about these questions. Because they are key questions, I really believe. This has been a News Bites special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is David James from the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com, where we provide a voice for the European peoples worldwide. I host the Saxon's Creed radio show, as well as others, and my hope is to bring you back to a relationship with Yahweh, our Heavenly Father. I speak on many topics and do not apologize for speaking in a direct manner. In today's world, common sense has been replaced with Aleister Crowley's mantra of living backwards. I speak the truth in a world that has rarely been willing to hear it and that has tried to kill it and anyone who dares to speak it. In today's world, we are facing the same old enemy who has brought down civilization after civilization and who has tried to cover up their tracks all throughout history. The truth is a powerful weapon that will change the outcome in this round of the war. We must now join together as a race and complete our destiny that Yahweh has ordained. Join me in the fight, won't you? Do not fear, but walk boldly onto the arena of the battle with your full armor on. That armor is the truth, and it must be spoken. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. In this world today, if we are to let them shut the truth down, there will be no hope. Thanks for listening, liking, and sharing our videos. This is David James, your brother in the Army of Yahweh.